Hi, I'm Roderick Chambers, and this is a 2019 Federal Budget Special for Community Radio, focusing on the key areas affecting our communities.
We are a sporting nation, or at least we very much like to think we are, and the good sports thing actually comes in a moment, but the big number, there's $385 million provided to implement Sport 2030. The biggest figure within that has actually already been pre-announced, which is the $150 million over 4 years to help provide female change rooms around sporting grounds in sporting grounds around the country. Now, having just come off the back of last weekend, the AFLW grand final between Crows and Carlton, and a huge crowd, you know, you're talking 55,000. I mean, this is long, you know, this has been something which is sort of, you know, been long needed. So I think.
So you cheered off the ground, you can't get change anywhere.
Well, I mean, you go to a lot of community grounds. They're not the proper change facilities,
there, and
there's not really anything there. So I mean, these sort of things are very much in need, and you know, that is definitely a good thing to see coming through.
Yeah, it certainly is. And it's also there's a couple of other programs as well. What's happening with, say, some of the teams that are going to be going to international events, for instance?
Yep. So there's, in terms of international events, we're having an international event in Australia, the T20 World Cup in 2020. So they're providing a little bit of funding to help make that happen, so close to $8 million. They're also providing $8 million to support the Paralympic team prepare for Tokyo 2020, which is great to see happen. Turning to the high-performance sporting side of things, in terms of the grants available, they're providing $54 million to national sporting organisations, just for them to provide grants through what they do.
And what sort of organisations would they be? Would that be like
Swimming Australia?
Rugby, for instance? Or?
No, I don't think rugby sort of falls in that. People like Swimming Australia. So the ones that are sort of the more public sort of organisations rather than what you see with cricket and rugby, AFL.
So the Institute of Sport, would that be included in that figure or not?
It may well do.
Okay. So it's good to know that that's being supported here in the ACT. What about Sports Integrity Australia? Now, are they the people that are involved with any of the testing and so forth?
They are. So this is a new organisation. So they're spending $33 million around sports integrity. We're seeing issues around doping, not necessarily Australian athletes. Certainly these are issues that we're seeing in the sporting landscape more and more. But they're providing $33 million to set up two different organisations, the Sports Integrity Australia, which will deal with doping as well as, you know, things around whether it be gambling or other sort of concerns around the legitimacy of the outcome, as well as the National Sports Tribunal, which will hear kind of the concerns and hear sort of, you know, when people have done the wrong thing.
Hopefully clean everything up.
Yes.